Namacharya. Having obtained real knowledge from a self-realized soul, you will never fall again into such illusion. For by this knowledge you will see that all living beings are but part of the Supreme, or in other words, that they are mine. Purport. The result of receiving knowledge from a self-realized soul, or one who knows things as they are, is learning that all living beings are part and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. The sense of an existence separate from Krishna is called Maya. Ma means not and Ya this. Some think that we have nothing to do with Krishna, that Krishna is only a great historical personality, and that the Absolute is the impersonal Brahman. Factually, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, this impersonal Brahman is the personal effulgence of Krishna. Krishna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the cause of everything. In the Brahma Sanghita, it is so clearly stated that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes. Even the millions of incarnations are only his different expansions. Similarly, the living entities are also expansions of Krishna. The Mayavadi philosophers wrongly think that Krishna loses his own separate existence in his many expansions. The thought is material in nature. We have experienced in the material world that a thing, when fragmentally distributed, loses its own original identity. For instance, if you have a piece of paper and you make different fragments or pieces of it, and then you distribute it, the paper as such is gone. But the Mayavadi philosophers fail to understand that absolute means that 1 + 1 is equal to 1, and that 1 - 1 is also equal to 1. This is the case in the absolute world. For want of sufficient knowledge in the absolute science, we are now covered with illusion, and therefore we think that we are separate from Krishna. Although we are separated parts of Krishna, we are nevertheless non-different from him. The bodily difference of the living entities is Maya, or not actual fact. We are all meant to satisfy Krishna. By Maya alone, Arjuna thought that the temporary bodily relationship with his kinsmen was more important than his eternal spiritual relationship with Krishna. The whole teaching of the Gita is targeted toward this end, that a living being, as Krishna's eternal servitor, cannot be separated from Krishna, and his sense of being an identity apart from Krishna is called Maya. The living entity, as separate parts and parcels of the Supreme, have a purpose to fulfill. Having forgotten that purpose, since time immemorial, they are situated in different bodies as men, animals, demigods, and so weiter and so forth. Such bodily differences arise from forgetfulness of the transcendental service of the Lord. But when one is engaged in transcendental service through Krishna consciousness, one becomes at once liberated from this illusion. One can acquire such pure knowledge only from the bona fide spiritual master, and thereby avoid the delusion that the living entity is equal to Krishna. Perfect knowledge is that the Supreme Soul Krishna is the supreme shelter for all living entities. And giving up such shelter, the living entities are deluded by the material energy, imagining themselves to have a separate identity. Thus, under different standards of material identity, they become forgetful of Krishna. When, however, such deluded living entities become situated in Krishna consciousness, it is to be understood that they are on the path of liberation, as confirmed in the Bhagavatam 2.10.6. Mukti hitan hitvanyata rupam svarupena vyavastitihi. Liberation means to be situated in one's constitutional position as an eternal servitor of Krishna, Krishna consciousness.
Hare Krishna.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Semate Bhakti Vedanta Sami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Garadhara Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This is a very, very
interesting verse, because it actually teaches us the result of hearing from a spiritual master. It's a result of spiritual knowledge. I think it is very important, if you study spiritual knowledge or Krishna consciousness, to find out what will be the end result, what will you get to understand, what will be your personal realization. Here this is given. Let us read again. Yajjyatva na puna moham. Puna moham means not again in illusion. Evam yasya sipandava yena bhutan yasheshani draksyasyatman yatomayi. Having obtained real knowledge from a self-realized soul, you will never fall again into such illusion. For by this knowledge, you will see that all living beings are but part of the Supreme, or, expressed in other words, that they are all mine. In other words, you will really come to understand that Krishna is related to everyone. Today I want to give a lecture on our relationship to Krishna, a lecture which hopefully will move you to think deeply about your own relationship. It is said, in spiritually looking at our own situation, our relationship to Krishna is the only relationship, the only real relationship. Spiritually looking, we don't look now materially. Materially, we have relationship as relatives, as mother and son. There are altogether pancha sambandha, five types of relationship. First is pita putra sambandha, This is the father-son or father-daughter relationship. Or you can turn it around, the son to the father relationship and the daughter to the father or mother relationship. The next relationship which is mentioned is the patni sambandha. That's the husband between. That's the relationship between husband and wife, or wife and husband. Mm-hmm. Then you have the Prabhu Britya Sambandha. That's the master-servant relationship, or servant-master relationship. And then you have another important relationship in this world, Bandha-Bandhava Sambandha. It's a friend-to-friend or girlfriend-to-girlfriend, the friendship relationship. And then you have the Itara Sambandha, other relationships. These are five relationships which exist on the material platform, and so on. But now in the world, we are very, very interested to make such relationships. Especially, we are interested in good friendships, isn't it? Do you agree with me? In the Sanskrit work, The Way of the Kings, it is said, a friendship is like a stream of water which goes to a waterfall. First, the stream of water is it's not very broad, it's a little narrow, but it becomes broader and broader until it comes to a waterfall. That means it becomes irreversible. When such a friendship, in other words, it comes to the waterfall, it can't go back to become thin again or to stop existing. Once it's in the water, it's in the waterfall, I think you agree, then it goes that puno snaga, full force, downhill. This is the relationship, I think, which we all wish for in this material world. Would you agree with me? Like those of you who are married, this is really what you look for, a deep relationship which becomes irreversible. There is no split any longer. There is just a loyalty, and there is deepness, and there's trust, and so on and so forth. But even such a relationship, which is really dreamt of in the material world, will not make the soul happy. I'm very sorry. Hopefully you are not angry with me or frustrated. It will give some human happiness, and that is important also. We must be a little emotionally sound. But the relationship will only make you happy if they are based on a relationship with Krishna. For instance, if the friendship is based on a relationship to Krishna. In psychology, one has found out if people come together, first they come together with a very ideal concept. This person will really complete my personality. He has what I have not. I have what he has not. And in this way, we will make a full circle. Hari Bol! I'm like a half circle, and the other person is like is another half, and we stick our noses together and become a full circle. Hari Bol! This is the idealistic concept. You know better than me. This is the idealistic concept. But after some time, one finds out the other person is not as complete or not as perfect and not as idealistic as I thought. We find out he or she has also sometimes his or her moods. or we find out there is a severe mistake which we have which we have overlooked, for instance, like intense snoring in the night, or we find out so many other things which we have not seen. So people in the material world, who are little enlightened people, you know, they know that just two don't make a perfect harmony. It needs always a third. For instance, in the material world, is both of us, you and me, will build a house together on the rock before Helsinki in the ocean. This is our mission, our life's mission. Or we will make a family with 2 to 3 children. So they have like a third mission. A relationship which is only, there are only two aspects, becomes boring and full of frustration. There must be a third thing. In the material world they have known. Do you know what they look for in the material world? This ideal third aspect. They are looking for Krishna. You have said it very perfectly. They are actually looking for Krishna. So if you make a relationship in the material world, you need a third aspect. And the third aspect must be Krishna. If the relationship, the friendship, the marriage, the father son of daughter son sorry daughter what is it mother relationship does not have Krishna in as a base, there will be severe frustration. It won't make us happy. If your friendship doesn't have Krishna as a base, it will not make you happy. There will be quarrel. Like, I visited maybe the most ecstatic Finnish family which is available in Finland. But the brothers were quarreling every day. And one of the sons has given severe problem to the parents because he died. Just without saying anything, he just left. In the material world, relationships have the pain inbuilt. There can be so much pain of those who you love the most. Like in our family, my father loves us, his sons, the most. But his youngest son, I'm the middle son, the youngest son gives him so much pain. On his 70th birthday, where he had invited all the very, very good relatives, the youngest, my younger brother, that means his youngest son, the beloved of my father, called my father before everyone, "You dirty Nazi!" What pain! My father was crying on the most happy day of his life, his 70th birthday. This was also the Silberne Hochzeit, the silver marriage day. Because in their relationship, they don't. Krishna is missing. The basis, the strengthening basis is missing. Therefore, we need in these Panch Sambandhas, Panch means five relationships, a spiritual factor, Krishna. We need. Because ultimately, or spiritually seen, we are all related to Krishna. And if we forget this, then our lives is, there will be misery, even in the material field. The world is full of songs. I know one song before I joined Krishna consciousness. It is the crying of a lover who is disappointed with his girlfriend. Graceless lady, you know who I am. And then the singer cries, "Woohoo, but you have disappointed me and cut my heart in two. Boo-hoo." There was no Krishna in that relationship. Therefore there is crying, 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 crying. So my dear devotees, please base your relationship on Krishna. And that's only possible if you start to develop your own personal relationship to Krishna. And all acharyas say, Seta Sambandha Sambandha Amar. I have established my relationship with you, O Krishna. And all my relationships here in this material world are established and based on that relationship with Krishna. The result of this is that you will be cheerful. Cheerful, you know. Cheerful means full of happiness. And also bright faced. It will be shown in your face. You will just be bright faced. Because why? You do not think any longer materially. It is described when the mind thinks with material attachment and also with material rejection. I like or I do not like. The mind is thinking materially. And by this material thought, the mind becomes blackened or darkened. The example has been given that is said that ultimately the mind is clear and tranquil in Krishna consciousness. But when you don't think of Krishna any longer, the mind is verrückt. The mind is in a different way. It's in a different way, and as a result, it develops problems. You might remember from your stay in India these petroleum lamps. When Jeshtikat and myself went to our ecological farm project in Kulur, which is surrounded by tigers and leopards. Really idyllic. If you want to see paradise, go there. We had for the night, we had no electricity there. Absolutely no electricity. It was an ecological farm, and we had these night lamps. And when the docht, what is the docht called? The wick. Is it called Vik? Jaya Dharma, I think you know. When you have a petroleum lamp, there is a. It's also there in the candle. What is it called? You know? Yes. Heart, it's the heart, yes, and certainly, yes, something the heart. When the heart is a little bit removed in a petrol lamp, it makes this dark thus. You know, this dark, it is a petroleum lamp, and then it becomes dark. You know, from the smoke, smoky. So when the mind is removed away from Krishna, it becomes smoky, haribol. And you can see it in the face. Smoky faces. This is what the materialists are. Have you noticed? There's some smoke in the face, in the eyes. But if someone thinks of Krishna, he is bright, he is not smoky. Have you seen? Sometimes when we see a devotee, a good devotee of the Lord, who's in good Krishna consciousness, like Manoharini, we immediately see a bright face, no smoke. Unfortunately, sometimes the smoke also comes to everyone, isn't it? We have to be honest and self-analytical. But so my point is, when you feel a relationship to Krishna, you will be very happy and your mind will be free from smoke. But if you are in these other relationships, with no Krishna, or with Krishna only little manifested, that will be smoky mind. You become distressed. We have doubts. Nothing works. Everything is finished. 108%. Now, to have a good relationship to Krishna, you need to also have another relationship or other relationships. In my own unphilosophical language, I call this the relationship cross. See, when a stick wants, if you want a stick to stand, you have to sometimes make another stick there, and then it can stand very nicely. So if you want a relationship to Krishna, you need a relationship to other devotees. Do you agree? Krishna, he says in scripture, he who says he is my devotee is not my devotee. But he who says he is the devotee of my devotees, he is my devotee. You need a relationship cross. You can often see devotees who have impossible relationship to other devotees. Or if you have impossible relationship to other devotees, you are full of fault-finding mentality. This is bad, this is bad, this is bad. Such a devotee cannot have a good relationship to Krishna also. Have you noticed in your own life? You are so disturbed when you have these other relationships, these relationships. For instance, sometimes it happens that due to politics we think, the devotees are not good. Then you cannot have a good relationship to Krishna. Therefore we are so careful to not commit offenses against devotees. We are just so careful, because when we do this, It's almost the stick loses one, you know, the cross loses one half of it, and then it falls down. Therefore, a devotee does not want to make offenses against other devotees. It's worse to him than being trampled by a mad elephant. It is worse. Even if there is disagreement about devotees, which is natural. Prabhupada said that don't be in utopia. There will be disagreement amongst devotees. Do not allow bad feelings to come. Arrogant feelings, looking down upon others, and so on. Because this will kill your spiritual life. Your relationship to Krishna will after some time fall on the ground, pang, like a stick which has no support. We have seen. Now, but let us at the same time think now very sincerely about developing our relationship to Krishna. I will not talk now about developing relationship to devotees. That would be another subject. But I can say very shortly three factors which are quoted by Jiva Goswami. If you want a good relationship to devotees, serve them, be friendly towards them, just give them presents maybe, just be friendly towards them. And a third thing is, I do not know at this moment. Hare Krishna, welcome. Let us now talk about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 points how we can develop our relationship to Krishna. we have someone who writes these six points down. So if you forget them, you can ask our secretary. And the tape, you can ask there. The first point, if you want to develop a relationship to Krishna, is you need to understand that you can only approach the Lord in a humble way. You need to surrender. Krishna is so high, so exalted. You cannot understand him, even if you are very learned. You cannot understand him if you are, how would you say, just learned. You can give good lectures. Even if you make many austerities in your life, you cannot understand him. Even if you are the very best brahmachari or brahmacharini, which is such an austerity in this time, you will not be understand him by this. Hare Krishna, Pujari Mahashai. And you cannot even understand him if you hear a lot in the Vedic scriptures. It's not possible. Krishna can only understand if he be understood if he wants to reveal himself to you. It's up to him. Krishna is the absolute truth, like the sun. You can do nothing to see the sun. You can't bring your torch lights 8,000 watts to go through the night sky to find the sun. Only when the sun itself comes on the eastern horizon can you see it. In the same way, Krishna, you will never be able to understand him by anything than if he reveals himself to you. However, you must know one little secret. Krishna has a weak side. This is our... He likes devotees who surrender to him. This is his weak side. He does everything for his devotee who surrenders to him. This secret is only known in Bhakti Yoga. Keep it. Don't tell it to unqualified people. Because it's very private. It's his God's weak side is he loves surrendered devotees. So you must go through the path of Sharanagati, the path of surrender. This is my first point. The next point is you must understand that you are spiritual soul. If you want a relationship to Krishna, it will be on the spiritual platform. Like a relationship in this world, let us say a relationship to Anna's father. It is only possible through the blood relationship. We need to be born. This is on the bodily platform. Or it is possible if one marries Anna. And this position is already taken. It's only possible for one person called Gopinath. Otherwise, one cannot go into this, cannot have a relationship with the father of Anna. It is on the because he is a material person with a spiritual soul inside, and a relationship, a family relationship, is only possible in these two ways: a blood relationship, like one would have to be the son or the daughter of Mr. Anna's, or whatever your father is called, Mr. Sundswal, or whatever. This is the only way one can have a relation. Now, because Krishna is not material, we can't have a blood relationship with him, a bodily relationship with him. It only works if we have a spiritual relationship, and for that we need to be on the spiritual platform. There is a meditation, it's called the Buddha Shuddhi meditation, where you meditate. I'm not this material body. I'm an eternal spiritual soul. I'm your part and parcel. You actually meditate about it every day. Do you sometimes meditate like this? I always meditate when I have physical pain. This is not me. I'm actually an eternal soul full of bliss and knowledge. But you meditate like this. A devotee needs to meditate like this every day. Muniraj, you need to meditate. I am an eternal part and parcel, an angsa of Krishna. Never should be a day. Should a day go, be gone when you don't do this meditate? Our devotee meditates. Have you tried it? I think while closing your eyes, or was it rather sleep who came? Whatever, we must meditate every day. Varjadak, every day. My dear Krishna, I am your eternal part and parcel. Somehow I have forgotten, therefore I have fallen to this ocean. Ayinanda tanayu tanuya, my dear Lord, I am your part and parcel. Please take me from this ocean of birth and death and fix me at your lotus feet. Without understanding that you are spiritual, you will never be able to develop your relationship to Krishna. It's not a physical relationship. It's not an imaginative relationship. It is a spiritual relationship. You must, for a relationship there must be two. In American slang you say, it takes two to tango. For a relationship there must be two. This is you as a spiritual soul and Krishna. The third thing, if you want to make a relationship with Krishna, is a very good point to feel Krishna's presence during the chanting of his holy name. It is very often said that mantra brings you in the presence of Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prahlad, welcome. Second hair. And please listen, Prahlad, in the ear. Yes.
The mantra has been compared to be like a bow.
You know what is a bow, Lala? Yeah, you.
Yes. The mantra is like a yosan, like a bow. And you are like the arrow. The jiva is like the arrow. And it brings you. This is real mantra chanting. To feel the presence of Krishna. And you feel the presence of your smoky mind, that is not real mantra chanting. Real mantra means to think of Krishna with love. This is how to establish a relationship. The next thing, how to establish a relationship to Krishna, is to hear about Krishna from the holy scriptures. The Bhagavatam says how this works. O my Lord, your devotees can see you through the ears by the process of bona fide hearing, and thus their hearts become cleansed and you take your seat there. You are so merciful to your devotees that you manifest yourself in the particular eternal form of transcendence in which they always think of you. Children. So if you see through the ears, this is the process of seeing Krishna, of making a relationship with Krishna. You hear every day from the saintly scripture, and by this hearing your spiritual eyes will be opened and polished, where you can one day see Krishna. Hare Krishna. Your spiritual eyes, the eyes to see Krishna, are closed at the moment. What you think are your eyes are not the real eyes. What can you see with these glupsh eyes? These eyes of matter. You can only see matter. You cannot even see a melody. If our Gopinath plays a beautiful melody, we cannot see it. It's there, but we can't see it. These nonsense eyes are closed for the real important things. Especially they are closed for Krishna. If you hear by this, your spiritual eyes are open. Hear, hear, hear. Hare Krishna. Do you know how you can make real advancement in Krishna consciousness? Surrender to Krishna even if you don't feel like it. When Maya comes and gives you a difficult time, then you know, now it's time to think of my relationship to Krishna. And to think also how I can base my other relationships, which I have in this world, on Krishna. In the Nectar of Devotion, there's a very nice passage. My dear Lord, any person who is constantly awaiting your causeless mercy to be bestowed upon him, and who goes on suffering the resultant actions of his past misdeeds, offering you respectful obeisances from the core of his heart, is surely eligible to become liberated, for it has become his rightful claim. When such impediments arise, the devotee should simply think of Krishna and expect his mercy. That is the only solace. What means solace? Yes. If the devotee passes his days in that spirit, it is certain that he is going to be promoted to the abode of the Lord. By such activities, thinking of Krishna in difficult moments, he earns his claim, means his right, to enter into the kingdom of God. You know the first adventurers who went to America? They went to these rivers which had gold in them, and then they would make their claim. They would put four posts. Bang, 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 bang. And it meant this place on the river is now, this gold which is there is now their own. This is my claim. So when you learn the simple art to surrender to Krishna, even though you are in difficult moments, then you get some gold. Krishna accepts you. This is what you should do. Hare Krishna. So I want to summarize what I have said in this lecture. My main point was that our real relationship should be with Krishna, and we should base our other relationship, these panch sambandhas, on Krishna. Only then we will be happy. And now, how to develop this relationship? You first need to think of surrendering to Krishna. The second point is you need to meditate upon your spiritual identity. The third point, Hare Krishna chanting. The fourth point, reading and scriptures. And I quoted a verse which you can all read in your free time, 3.9.11 Bhagavatam. It is how Krishna opens your eyes by hearing about him. The fifth point was by praying to Lord Krishna. And the sixth point is again about surrender. It's in the beginning and the end. It is surrendering to Krishna in difficult moments. Hari Bol. This simple point, list of 6 points, will help you to become to feel your transcendental relationship to Krishna. What do you think? Let us try it. You have to make the experiment. See, philosophy is only good if you take it, if you apply it. Just like this evening, there will be most properly some evening prasadam. Most properly. But it is only of interest if you can eat it. Then it takes care of this feeling in the stomach and it gives you strength. So philosophy is exactly the same thing. Only if you can apply the philosophy in your daily life, only at that time it will work for you. Oh, Krishna. I will leave you now. Not now, yes, almost now. Tomorrow morning. I wish you a very nice time. I was your guest in Finland and you were taking care of me. You were giving me prasadam. You were giving me a place to rest and to shower. Although we did not know each other very well. You were giving me some insight in this country. I always wanted to be here. It was a childhood dream. I did not see the trolls, though. That was a childhood dream, really, to see the trolls of Finland. But in Alnwick we saw two, but not in Finland. They are supposed to look differently. We didn't really see them so much. We felt them, because there is a forest and a mountain where they all congregate, and we went to them, chanted them around so that they could be delivered. No, I'm joking. Seriously, I wanted to say I wish you all the best. We are going through times where we need to think about these subject matters. Let's see, if someone would ask me, Sachinanand Swami, you were giving lectures in Finland. What did you want the devotees to know? And my answer to this question is, I wanted to talk on the holy name and how important it is, the holy name. I wanted to talk on glorious tests and how to pass the tests. Yes, this was something. I wanted to help you to become faithful, more faithful in Krishna consciousness, just by my own delivery. Some of you, I wanted to help to become strong in understanding that they need a relationship to Krishna. No, like this. Hare Krishna. Do you have any last questions? Muniraj. Mm-hmm. Yes, very important. How we can please the devotees. Your question has two aspects as far as I can see. One is how to please devotees, and the second is how to if Krishna talks through his devotees. Yeah? The thing is, a devotee wants to be reminded of Krishna. There are two ways to please a devotee. One is to talk about Krishna consciousness to them and act in a Krishna conscious way. And the second way is a devotee sometimes needs a little, you know, appreciation. This is very important for human beings. A devotee is, by the way, also a human being. I don't know if you have noticed, we are very human-like and have the same human requirements. And appreciation is very, very much. We need to appreciate a devotee for whatever nice thing he has done. That is very important to please devotees. Not for things which they have not done. For instance, if you say to me, Sachinanda Swami, you are the best singer, I have to say, this, I can't even hold one note for a long time, I'm not the best singer. But if you appreciate a devotee for something he has done and he tries to do, and if you do this, then the devotee feels a little, you know, feels relieved and happy. Kindness amongst devotees is a way of serving devotees. Mm-hmm. But in relationship to Krishna. Mm-hmm. And now Krishna very much speaks to his devotees. He says, there's I'm a little tired, I can't remember this verse. Nahang tishtami Vaikuntha Yoginam Hridayeshuna Tathagayantri Matbhakta Narada. It means I'm not in Vaikuntha. I'm not even in the hearts of the mystic yogis. I'm there where my devotees chant my holy names. So where the devotees come together, Krishna also feels attracted by their glorification of Krishna, holy name. He did a Harinam in Stockholm. Whoa, that was a Harinam. We were 40 devotees. In the Taibavala, you were also there. Wasn't it a nice Harinam? It was very lively and I think you were also there, if I remember correctly, in Stockholm. Wasn't it wonderful how we danced in different formations and so on and so forth? Everyone became a dancer. We had a loudspeaker which went out like all Hare Krishna loudspeakers do after some time. It broke. Very nice. Even the children were throwing flowers to the people. Yeah. And then Krishna is very much there. So Krishna speaks to his devotees, but through his Krishna conscious devotees. Nowadays we have to see sometimes in our movement there are also persons who are trying to become devotees, but somehow they cannot make it in this one lifetime. They will most probably get another chance. Mm-hmm. Krishna. any other question? You always have questions. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. This is amazing, yeah. Sometimes Krishna can also talk through anyone. I know what you mean. I have seen this in my life, and very, very, at Sankirtan you see it very often. Do you go on Sankirtan? Yeah, can be increased maybe. We very often see on Sankirtan people talking to us. Very often. You must be more friendly. Yes. Pray to God, then you can distribute these books. I've heard this. One person said to me, first you must pray to God, then you can distribute the book to me, otherwise you can't. I didn't take it serious first, but then I thought, anyways, I don't distribute anything today. I might go as well and do a little prayer session. And I did it, and afterwards I met the person, and I said, I have prayed. Now you must take it. Oh, yes, he said, you look different. Now I take. Very good, very good. I'm not exaggerated. It happened in Altötting, Niederbayern. Okay, so I wish you all the best. May Krishna be merciful to you. May your deities be merciful to you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi go nitai ki jai, go premanandi hari hari bo. Krishna.